have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you decided to hit that play button. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for listening in, for hitting that play button. I want to get right at it today. You know, in my intro there, I talk about quantum leaps. I say that's what this show is about, making quantum leaps in your life. This is more than just moving the needle. Maybe it's time I redo that introduction. But this is more about just moving the needle. It's easy to move the needle, isn't it? I mean, it really is. If we just focus, if we are willing, we concentrate our efforts, and we want to move from where we are and experience something different, and we can just say, hey, I want to experience something different today and do that. But do we even do that? I want to talk about the quantum leap a little bit today, but now that I think about it, do we even do that? Do we even move the needle just a little bit? Or are we trapped in a routine day in and day out? Is every day like Groundhog Day in that Bill Murray movie? Or we get up and it's the same thing every day. I have my quiet time, I reflect, I walk on the beach. That's great, that's beautiful, there's nothing wrong with that. But are you growing? Look at your results in your life. Is there growth? Are the results that you are getting, are they improving you or any part of you that where you want to see improvement? I mean, this is about growth. This is about expansion. This is about more, receiving more, being more, doing more, giving more, all of that. Whole life prosperity, whole life success. This isn't about getting settled into a routine that's comfortable. Think about that. We can settle into a routine that's comfortable, but there's no growth there. We're not being all that we're called to be, do, and have in this world. You have a light to shine. And that's what I want to talk about. The quantum leaps are easy when we realize what we are, who we are. Quantum leaps are easy, like blinking our eyes, but it is our thinking and our belief system that limits what we think we can do. You know, the famous quote by Marianne Williamson, often attributed to Nelson Mandela, has been coming up a lot with Marianne's inner bid for getting on the ticket for the White House. But that's separate. I don't talk anything about politics, but I absolutely love her quote. I'm going to share that with you right now. It says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. However, so many of us think we are, right? Just our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. It's a great quote, but is that us? Do you see yourself in there? Is your deepest fear that you are powerful beyond measure? See, I want to precede that. Do you know that you are powerful beyond measure? That's the problem. That's why so many of us don't see quantum leaps in our lives. We look at the last part of this quote. She says, it's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. But so many of us play small, limit our thinking, and we believe it's in everyone else, but not in us. We all come from the same source, the same presence, the same power, the same energy. We're all gifted with this goodness, with this power, with this creative imagination that we can put to use in our lives. I love one of my favorite authors, Eric Butterworth. One of his quotes is, God can only do for you what God can do through you. So if we would stop and really think about this, and this isn't a show about religiosity or theology or anything like that, but let's, no matter what your belief system is, let's look at that for a moment. Let's even interchange the word God with infinite potential. All that is unlimited energy, unfathomable possibilities. Interchange that with what you will that represents the infinite. The infinite can only do for you what the infinite can do through you. So you are one with that. You are one with source. You are a part of this source. That's where you come from. And it's within you too. We're part of the whole. Well, one of the whole. Only the only difference is our degree and level of awareness of how much that is true for us and our belief in that. So this quote is really saying the infinite, all that is, can only do for us what the infinite can do through us. Because if we look at infinite source, God, whatever you want to call this energy, its mission, its purpose, its prime directive is to press out, experience in form that which we desire in our humanness to experience. Anything that's aligned with good, that's aligned with love, that's supportive of others and supportive of ourselves, that expresses more good, expresses more love, expresses more wisdom. And it's a desire of ours as a purpose, as a passion. Well, that's what the infinite source of all that is wants to do through us. But we limit ourselves by playing small. We don't think it's possible for us so often. But if we would allow this energy to play through, so to speak, if we would not limit it from our limited human perspective and just say, yes, I am all in. I want this thing. I run it through the filter of my core values. Everything within this is good. It doesn't hurt or harm anyone. Well, let's do this thing. Because you have the infinite potential within you to accomplish all. Where do you think that desire, that passion is coming from? That's coming from within you, the infinite, pressing out to experience more life through you. But we often, as I started this podcast out, we often get trapped in that routine, doing the same thing day in and day out, being comfortable, and just say, and then we justify it. We justify it. And we say, well, I'm really, really comfortable. Well, what you're really saying is, I don't want to grow anymore. I don't want any more experience of this infinite potential and this energy of the cosmos that's within me. I don't want to know that anymore. I just want to be comfortable. Well, that's just saying you don't want a growth. And that's taking you in the wrong direction. If we're not creating, we're disintegrating. So Don't forget that. What do you want to do? Do you want to create or do you want to disintegrate? I think most of us really want it. I don't think anybody wants to disintegrate. And then Wayne Dyer said, go for it now. The future is promised to no one. If you're thinking about moving forward, maybe you're thinking about moving forward with a coach or a mentor or a consultant or someone that can help you, that take you by your hand and say, hey, have you looked at this way? Hey, let's pull that passion. Let's pull those dreams out of you. Let's pull that creativity out of you so you don't disintegrate. And if you're thinking about moving that stuff, how long are you going to think about it? How long are you going to just get ready to get started moving in the direction? Go for it now. The future is promised to no one. That's Wayne Dyer, another very favorite author of mine that we lost not too long ago. So we have to move. We have to take action. We are called, as long as we're still breathing, to shine our light. We have to stop playing small. We have to stop cowering down to a personality that comes on strong and know that our individuality, now personality and individuality are two separate things. We have to know that our individuality, that is our whole being, that is in alignment with the source, with this infinite potential, in this field of all possibility, is strong and powerful and rises above all personality. Now, I'm not talking about being better than anyone else. I'm talking about personality and ego is temporary. It's surface. It colors us. But the individuality is the true pressing out of the infinite into form, expressing in us and through us. And that individuality always aligned with the power and presence of love and wisdom and strength and understanding, that will always rise above that personality that maybe we fear at times, that pushes us back into that corner, into our shadow, to play small. So take some time to just reflect on this a little bit, to know what you truly are, to know who you truly are. And as you raise your awareness, as you raise the level and degree of your awareness of this infinite potential you are, this oneness with the source of all that is that you are, you'll say, yes, why not me? Why not now? And then move forward. Do what it takes. Get that coach, get that mentor in whatever field of creativity you want to pursue. Move forward. Whole life prosperity and whole life success isn't always about the getting of more money or the getting of the bigger house or the boat or the car. It can be. We sure all want those things that enhance and bring joy to our experience, but those things in and of themselves are not going to bring that true fulfillment, that true joy, that true happiness. They might enhance our experience here, but what about the intangible characteristics and values of who and what you are? Reach out. Let's have a conversation about this. I hopefully you can hear my passion about this. You don't have to do this and go it alone. We can have a conversation. Maybe it's time to move forward, to quit thinking about it, to do something more. Maybe just start by changing something in your routine. If you're one of these people that gets up every morning and you do this and you have your quiet time and you read and you meditate, great, and you walk on the beach and wonderful, beautiful. But through the course of your day, find something. I did this early on when I was really studying deeply about self and spirituality and all that is. And one of the little exercises that I found so much beauty in and so much growth in was to change something every day that has become a habit and do it different. It could be as simple as getting up on the other side of the bed. You know, maybe I brush my teeth first and then shaved. Maybe I shave first and then brush my teeth. It doesn't matter. Get out of the habit. Get out of the pattern. Take different things. Look at your life and do something different. You change the whole course of your day. You really do. And it's amazing how just a little thing like that, whether it's shaving or washing the dishes after you're dressed, and you used to do that before you got dressed, or whatever it is, change something in that routine. And make a decision right now to move forward with your growth, with stepping into that infinite potential and that power that you are. You can be, do, and have whatever it is. And I assure you, the be, doing, and having, it's not about just being comfortable and staying there. We can be comfortable in growth. We can be comfortable in being a person of increase. We can be comfortable as we're loving more, as we're giving more, as we're participating more, as we're shining our light more. So let's have a conversation with that. We're running out of time for today. I'd love it if you send me a comment, a note, a smoke signal, carrier pigeon, hot air balloon, or just a note in a bottle. I'll get it. I live on the Gulf of Mexico. But seriously, my phone number's everywhere. There's comment sections all everywhere. You can get a hold of me. You can text me. You can call me. You can email me, or my wife, Tanae. She's great at this stuff. Let's talk about what you're passionate about. Let's talk about that big dream you may have. Let's talk about your infinite potential to make those quantum leaps in your life. It's time to stop playing small. It's time to move forward with all that you are called to be, do, and have. If you're breathing, it's really time to shine your light. This is Dr. Cause, Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much.